I'm bound and bound for higher ground. There ain't no devil gonna hold me down. Let's stand our feet and then our pastor will come after this. Amen. Just want to sin seven times daily. The Lord of hosts. Amen. I'm bound and bound.
Lord bless each one tonight, and we do give everyone a warm welcome in their service in the name of the Lord. She's got a notion she's not for turning tonight. Well, praise the Lord. Let's turn to 1 Samuel, and the Lord bless each one. 1 Samuel, and I want to read from chapter 7. Let's read the first 12 verses, but I really want to concentrate on verse 12 of Samuel this evening. Praise God. And we've been speaking from the book of Samuel each Thursday night. When the men of Kirjath-jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass while the ark abode in Kirjath-jearim that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. So this is a long time, 20 years. Then Israel returns to the Lord. Verse 3. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and serve the Lord only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpeh, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpeh, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said, there we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel and Mizpeh. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together in Mizpeh, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it up for a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord, and Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to the battle against the Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on the day upon the Philistines, and comforted them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpeh and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpeh and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Praise God. And I want to take my text from verse 12 tonight. Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads again this evening. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for these wonderful truths in your word, that we can look at and take courage and take heart. Lord, that you are the same yesterday and today and forever. You're the great I Am. Lord, as we approach you this evening, we plead the merits of your precious blood, afresh over our lives, afresh over this house, afresh over all that's in this house and all that's near and dear to us. We plead the precious blood of the Lamb of God tonight. We're asking you for mercy this evening. We're asking you for the moving of the Holy Spirit. Now do take the promised Holy Ghost right now then, and pray that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we amen all that's been prayed and said tonight. And Lord, we do think of Sister Lynn Manili tonight. We pray you'll bless her. We pray you'll touch her. We pray you'll minister unto her. We pray you'll heal her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And any others that are sick or laid aside tonight, or Brother John, Matthew, any others this evening. And Father, just have your way in their lives. Bless and comfort and strengthen the whole Porter family this time. In Jesus Christ's name. My Lord, speak to us everyone from your word tonight and meet every need. Bless your people this evening. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Ebenezer speaks of redemption. Hitherto have the Lord helped me. And this points us back. We know we could say to Egypt. And this Ebenezer, this is a phrase I want to take tonight from verse 12. This phrase, Ebenezer, the Lord helps us, praise God. And we know it when we look back to the book of Exodus, to chapter 12, and we can point back to the slavery and then as Egypt and ourselves. You know, there was a pit which they were in and there was a pit which we were in, but the Lord helped us. And the Lord brought us out of it. Exodus 12, verse 12 and 13 says this, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." So Ebenezer is the same as our redemption. I'm going to look at a lot of things about this name tonight, and I might have time to do it all. And I'm going to look also through these verses in chapter 7, the instructions that were given, and these instructions that they were given is good still today for anybody if they follow these instructions. Now Ephesians 2, 12 and 13 also says, "And that at that time we were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ." So this speaks to us of redemption. Ebenezer speaks to us of redemption. Praise God. That's what this name is. This is a redemptive name. Praise God. Also, Ebenezer speaks of perseverance. Praise God. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us, and then hitherto it's the Lord that keeps us. The Lord helps us, and the Lord keeps us. Praise God. He kept them by his mighty power, and he guided them. He guided them with his mighty hands. And even through all that time, you know, when they were in the trouble and the problems, the Lord guided them with his mighty hands. And God's hands are skillful hands. You ever heard of anybody, you know, you ever hear the saying, "That fella's a queer pair of hands on him"? Who's ever heard of that? That's somebody that's good at, whether it's working with wood or anything, but they're good at it. And people would say, "He's a great pair of hands on him." Well, there's no hands better than the Lord's hands. Psalm 78, verse 72 says this, "So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands." God guides by his mighty hand. So this Ebenezer did all these things. And while walking through the dark shadows and the valley of life, we have to fear nothing because this Ebenezer's with us that was with these people in the days of Samuel. Psalms 23 verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And that young girl was just 15 years old, and they don't even know why that what happened to her. The post-mortem has given no more light. She went to bed. She never wakened. The post-mortem has shed no more light on it. The family's devastated, but she was saved. That young girl believed in the Lord. Her parents are Christians and believe in the Lord. And the thing is, she's absent from the body and present with the Lord. And I know it's hard. It's hard. And it's hard to even comprehend it. But yet with all, there's that hope and joy in knowing that you're saved. And you know, if you have children and they're not saved, and they were to die or anything would happen to them, it would be a terrible thing. But no matter what happens in this life, when somebody is saved, they're in the presence of the Lord, and we're going to see them again. We're going to see them again. There's going to be another meeting. You know, he also keeps the feet of the saints. God keeps the feet of the saints. And this Ebenezer kept these children of Israel. He kept them, and he keeps the feet of the saints. And their way in Proverbs 2:8 says, and he keepeth the paths of judgment, and he preserveth the way of his saints. And may the prayer of Paul be fulfilled in every one of us in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Here's what it says. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul, body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our prayer tonight. That's my prayer for the people of God, that they be preserved. And here's Samuel, after 20-something years has passed, he's given them instructions. They followed the instructions, and Ebenezer has turned it all around. That's what they call the place. That's what the Lord, it's a stone. That's what it means. It's the strength of the Lord, Ebenezer. There's so many things about it. Ebenezer also speaks of answered prayer. That's what it also speaks of, answered prayer. Hitherto have the Lord helped. Samuel cried, verse 9. Samuel cried, and the Lord heard him, praise God. Samuel cried, and the Lord heard him, praise the Lord. Now, I knew I'd missed something out at the start of this. This machine was frozen out here for some reason. But she needs to get unfrozen, doesn't she? But she's still frozen, not matter. But I knew I'd missed something in the one that's here to start. I'm thinking I've missed something, and I did miss something. And this Ebenezer, it means stone of help. That's what it means, stone of help. That's what the phrase Ebenezer means. But I want to come back for a moment just to share with you five instructive things that the prophet Samuel told the children of Israel to do. And they did them. And because they did them, they had this blessing that Ebenezer brought upon them. Number one, Israel lamented after the Lord. Verse 2 tells us that in 1 Samuel 7. Now we know we have many things we can thank the Lord about tonight, like the children of Israel. And this Ebenezer, before he became their Ebenezer, let me say to God, they had these five instructions, what they had to do, what Samuel gave them. And when they did these five instructions, he became their Ebenezer. Now think of before it, that they failed. And the Philistines had no fear of them because they're backslidden away from the Lord. But when they followed these five instructions to come back to the Lord, and the first one was contrition. They had contrition of heart in verse 2. Israel lamented and they turned on to the Lord. They had contrition. Number 2 is confession. So the number 1 is contrition. Number 2 is confession. They confessed in verse 6, we have sinned against the Lord. And nobody can ever put anything right. It's the same even if you hold someone against somebody. The Bible says if we forgive, the Lord will forgive us. If we withhold, the Lord will withhold. Forgiveness is a powerful healer. Did you know that? I remember years ago, my father didn't say who the man was, but somebody done something on him and he found it hard to pray for him. But the Lord spoke to him and said, you need to forgive him. And he cried when he told me it, and he did forgive him. And sometimes we have to forgive people. And it's hard to do it. And we could maybe think we're in the right, and we still do it. But that's the spirit of Jesus, isn't it? They put him on the cross and he still forgive them. He had no wrong, and he still forgave them, said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. So they had a confession. And after this confession, you know what happened then? They had conversion. That's number three. They had conversion. In verse 3, return unto the Lord. So they had contrition, confession. Then number 3 was conversion. Then number 4 was separation. And here we see in verse 3 as well, put away the strange gods from amongst you. So after they had the contrition, the confession, and the conversion, now the separation, and all the things that takes away the glory of God, till someone else get rid of it. That's what the Lord told them, to put out the false gods. Now I'll tell you, one of you went through and preached that in a lot of places today, and they think, well, you know, we don't do that, but some people do it, not knowing. They glorify a man more than the Lord. That's a sin. I'll tell you right now, it's a sin. It's wrong. Christ has to be lifted up above all, for he is above all. Number 5, the consecration. In verse 3, prepare your heart unto the Lord and serve him. So that all these things, they had contrition, confession, conversion, separation, and then consecration. And I tell you, when you get these 5 things, you're in the right steps. And these steps are always sure to lead us to Ebenezer. Now their Ebenezer here is this mighty stone, this mighty Redeemer. And our Ebenezer tonight's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our mighty Redeemer, our mighty Healer, our mighty Savior. That's our Ebenezer tonight. And in all these blessings, these steps that they took, hitherto of the Lord helped us. And this stone, as I've mentioned, hitherto Ebenezer speaks redemption. Then it speaks of preservation. Preservation, that's a big word, isn't it? And then answered prayer. Ebenezer speaks of answered prayer. So when Samuel prayed, then they prayed. He gave them the instructions. Now to repent and do these things, prayer's involved. Prayer's involved. That's one of the hardest things, is to get God's people to pray the day. When you call a prayer meeting, people doesn't seem to be interested. But I tell you, we need to be men and women of prayer. And here, look at these in verse 9 of 1 Samuel 7. Hitherto of the Lord helped. Samuel cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him. The Lord heard him. Now the Lord, I know that was Samuel, but because God's no respecter of persons, he can hear me and you this evening. The rain comes down according to the vapor that ascends up. You know the Bible tells us that. Look at Job 36, 37. For he maketh the small drops of water, they pour down rain according to the vapor thereof. So according to what your prayers go up, you can expect to come down. That's what I'm saying. And an old woman told me that many years ago, and I've never forgotten it, Mrs. Jones. And she said, "Godly old woman." And she said to me, "Tom, the Lord is a vase, if you like, in heaven." This was just her words. "And your prayers are scattered in it. And that will fill. Then it begins to be poured out." And here, the Bible tells us in Job, for he maketh the small drops of water, they pour down rain according to the vapor thereof. So when it goes up, it comes down. It's the exact same in the natural, so is the spiritual. Amen? The increase was put upon the burning coals. Prayer must be ascend from a burning heart. And I tell you, we need to have our hearts on fire. And whatsoever we ask, believing, every believing prayer will have an answer. And not only will it have an answer, it'll have a testimony. Because when they followed these instructions, they got the answer. And then they had the testimony because they defeated these Philistines. Because Ebenezer was strong for them. Amen. Ebenezer also speaks of victory. Verse 10. While Samuel offered the lamb, the Lord discomfited the enemy. While he was offering, the Lord went to work. Amen. It's not like the words of Jesus. I thank you, Father, before a call. You've already heard me. Amen. Whatsoever you ask, believe you have it, so shall you receive it. That's the word of God tonight. This was indeed victory through the Lamb. And we too must overcome through the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 12, verse 11. They overcame. Samuel offered up the Lamb as a sacrifice to the Lord, and he got the victory. And Revelation speaks of a lamb. and we can plead that blood of the Lamb, and we can overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Amen. You see how in the Old Testament is the gospel, right in the Old Testament, looking at the life of Samuel. And that's what I'm bringing out of it. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for some other big thing. I'm looking for the gospel all the time. Praise God for it. It is when the Lamb of God is lifted up in the presence of the ungodly that the Lord thunders and discomforts with conviction. And here when the Lamb was lifted up with Samuel and he sacrificed it, the Lord thundered through the camp of the Philistines and he discomforted them. And the fear came on them. And I tell you, when Jesus Christ is preached and uplifted in the message of the gospel, it thunders conviction upon men and women, and God's word won't return void. Also, Ebenezer speaks of divine faithfulness. Hitherto have the Lord helped us all the way. Not one good thing hath failed. Praise God. And you know, the Lord says, not one good thing will the Lord withhold from them that walk upright before him. That's the word of God. God's word can't fail. I know times can seem tough, and I know about it my own self. But yet the Lord has promised he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He is faithful. That is promise. 1 Kings 17:16. His promises are like the barrel of meal that waste not. And 1 Kings 17:16, it speaks of the barrel of meal. And you know that wee woman was given instructions and she followed them and the meal never wasted. And think of it, maybe only 70 years ago, a prophet of God called William Branham, the same thing happened in India, where the wee woman received the word from the Lord and they were starving and the meal never ran out. Because Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. Amen? He's still the same. Now that was yesterday, but he can still do it today. Because he's still the same, praise God. He that's begun a good work in you, Philippians 1:6. Will perform it. Amen. He'll perform it, that good work, until the day of Jesus Christ. He'll perform it. So don't be worrying about how you're going to get along. He'll perform it the whole way, right to the end. Praise God. Ebenezer also speaks of testimony. These people not only had all these instructions at the start, now they're getting all these blessings. Now they have a testimony. The Lord's helped us. Amen. And you could pray a simple prayer in this meeting tonight, and by Sunday you could have a testimony that the Lord's helped you. Amen. I tell you, the Lord's good. Hitherto have the Lord helped us. His is the noble, God-honoring confession. Praise God. They give him all the praise. What we have received from the Lord, we're to praise him for it. Everything we've received from the Lord, we should praise him for it. Not I, but Christ in me. Amen. It's not I, but Christ in me. And it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Isn't that it? Praise God. Galatians 2:20 says this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, what have we done worth doing that has wrought anything in us? What have we done? Philippians 2:13 says this, for it is God which worketh in you both the will and to do his good pleasure. So the fact that you want to pray, and the fact that you want to read your Bible, and the fact you want to come to service, God give you that desire. It's God that worked it already in you to want you to do it. It's the Lord giving the praise. Don't ever pat yourself on the back and think, I'm a great fella. It's the Lord's done it for you. Amen. It's the Lord that's done it. Praise God. Philippians 2:13. To God be all the glory. Here's my last thought. And then I'm closing the night. And I had no time what I wanted to study in this. But I can't get this Ebenezer out of my head all day. I'll tell you, it's away in a job today. And they're making a big road. And it's in the fields. It's a real open, beautiful place. Away up outside where that bomb went off there a few weeks ago. Newton Orange. And it's farming country right up in there. And that road's going to go right through for miles. And I went away down to the end of where they finished it by myself. Took my hat off and just was praying. And I kept thinking about this Ebenezer. This is wonderful, you know. And I'd like to have more time to prepare more on it. Ebenezer also speaks of encouragement for the future. 20 years and everything seemed like nothing was happening. But then Samuel comes with the word of the Lord. And it's a word of instruction. Now, I'm sure it was a strong word for them, but they believed it. You see, sometimes God can bring a strong word, but then God can give the grace that people will take it. That has to be the Lord. It won't offend people if it's the Lord. It'll bless them. And these people weren't offended. They were blessed. And Ebenezer blessed them. The Lord hath blessed us hitherto. He has also blessed us henceforth and forever. Who hath delivered us and doth deliver us and will yet deliver us. Let me read you that in the scripture. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10. Who delivered us from so great death and doth deliver us. And whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. He doth deliver us, he has delivered us, and he'll yet deliver us. God delivered you yesterday, he can deliver you today, and if you need delivered tomorrow, he can do it again. Not a wonderful Savior we're serving tonight, so be of good cheer tonight. Be comforted tonight, be of strength, and come believing when you're praying and thinking it's Ebenezer. The stone, the strength of the Lord, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the stone which was set at naught of the builders, but now has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. And I'm looking into them corners, the head of the corner. He's the chief cornerstone, isn't it? Amen. Everything's built on him. You don't, like the fellow said, we have to see if it lines up or not. No, everything must line up with God's word. And if it doesn't, get rid of it, for it'll not do any good anyhow. Let's come and pray in the night. And as Ebenezer helped these people, delivered them, and then I haven't time tonight to tell you, but there was a stone put up. A stone. Samuel put a stone up as a memorial where the Lord delivered them. And he called it Ebenezer. For the Lord helped them. The Lord delivered them. The stone of strength. And they put the stone up. And you know why he put the stone up? So that when them young people that was there that saw it would get older and they have children. And then his parents could come back and say to the children, you see that stone? Let me tell you the story of a backslidden people. But God's prophet Samuel went down them with a very simple message of instruction. But they followed it and the Lord delivered them. And God thundered and the enemy was smitten and fled. And they got the victory. This stone, that to let us remember, he's Ebenezer, he's our help. Praise God, not wonderful. And I tell you, there's a stone was set up at Calvary. We can look back and look to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, place of a skull. And we can look to the Savior and look afresh to Calvary, into the blood of Jesus Christ. And God can do it again. He can do whatever we have need of tonight for our children, for our families. The Lord can do it. Let's come and let's pray and seek the Lord this evening. Heavenly Father, we do thank you tonight for the word of God. We bless you for the word of truth, for your word is truth. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for the word of truth. And we pray as Samuel lifted that stone and he called the place Ebenezer, for the Lord was their help, their redemption, their strength, their deliverer. You're our strength tonight. You're our redeemer, our deliverer. You're our Savior, our healer, our baptizer in the Holy Ghost. And you're our common King. We rejoice in you tonight. Lord, there's so many negatives out there, but we're looking at the positive tonight. You. And we know when we pray, believing in faith, that you will hear us and you will answer us, and that right speedily. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory. We pray for every son and every daughter represented in this house and that comes to these meetings. We ask for the salvation of their souls. For every single one of them, we claim them tonight, the blood of Christ over them, We ask you, speak to them. There'll be a thundering, as it were, from heaven, and a mighty conviction of God will come on them, and they'll call on the name of the Lord and get saved. Lord, we pray for those as afflicted, laid aside tonight, that you'll be the mighty Savior. You are the Savior, but you'd touch them and minister to them. For the services this Sunday, if thou wouldst tarry, have your way in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's continue to pray. And don't forget Sunday evening, 7 o'clock, because they're using the hall before us. Just in case I forget. God bless each one as we continue to pray tonight.